So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned that a Rasha Arm, a person who performs noble acts with wicked intentions, is Mevali Olam, a threat to society, as in the case of Zeshekar Vishana, a person who learned only Chumash and Mishnayis but not Gemara, and the people who hear him learning Mishnayis out loud follow his erroneous rulings and accord him the honor due to Talmud Chacham when in fact he does not deserve this honor. The Gemara continues, Karav Vishana Balei Shimish Tamid Chachamim, Rav Elazar Omer Hareza Ama Aretz. Rav Elazar says that such a person is considered an Ama Aretz, to be suspected of not separating Meiser and not being careful with matters of Tumah. B'Shmuel Ben Achmeni says, Hareza Bur. He's even considered an ignoramus, which is worse than Ama Aretz. Rabbi Yannai says, Hareza Kuti. He's considered a Kuti, and one may not eat his bread nor drink his wine, because as Rashi explains, Shana Kedela Haris Atzma Kitama Chacham. He learned only to be considered a Talmud Chacham, but he does not follow Halacha properly. Rav Acham Yaakov says, Hareza Mogush. He is like a magician who creates illusions to fool people. The Gemara cites a Braisa. Tana, Hatanoi Mevali Oilam, Amar Avina, Shemarin Halacha Mitech Mishnasan. Rashi explains, Shemevalin Oilam Bahoy Ro'is Toos, the Kivin the Enyoidin Tameha Mishnah, those who issue rulings based on Mishnais only without learning the Gemara, do not properly understand the reasoning of the halachas, are unaware of other opinions, and sometimes make inaccurate comparisons, resulting in erroneous conclusions. The Gemara cites a braisa. Izehu ama aretz, what classifies a person as an ama aretz to be suspected of not separating meiser and to be considered tamei? Kol she'in akari kriyishma shachris v'arvis bevirchei seho divrei meir, someone who does not recite Shema with the brachas morning and evenings. The Chacham say, kol she'in manech tefillin, one who does not wear tefillin. Benazai says, kol she'en li tzitzis bebigdoi, one who does not put tzitzis onto his four-cornered garments. Rabbi Yonasan ben Yesu says, kol she'yesh li banim ve'en megadim lil mei Torah, one who does not teach his son's Torah. Acherim say, afilo kara v'shana b'lei shimish tamid chachamim, zehu ama aretz. One who learned only chumash and mishnayis, but did not learn Gemara, is also considered an ama aretz. Kara v'lei shana hareza bur. If he learned only Chumash, but he did not learn even Mishnayis, he is a boor. And loy karab loy shana, olav akas of oime v'zerati es beis Yisrael v'es beis Yehuda, zera adam zera behema. If he did not learn even Chumash, the pasuk compares him to an animal that has no sense at all. The previous Mishnah mentioned several people who are a threat to society. Chassid Shaita, v'rasha Aram, v'isha Prusha, v'makas Prushin, hari elam v'vali oilam. The first two were explained in the previous daf. Isha Prusha, a woman who acts with piety to conceal her vile acts, as the Braisa states, Besula Tzalyonis, a girl who prays continuously, and Almana Shevavis, a widow who constantly visits her neighbors, as Rashi explains, Maris Atzman Kitzidkanias Shleyivdukak Acharein. They portray themselves as righteous people so that people should not suspect them of any wrongdoing. Umaka is Prushan. A person who wounds himself so that people consider him pious, as the Braisa elaborates, Shiva Prushenhain. There are seven types of people who act pious with ulterior motives. Parash Shechmi. Zeho Eisa Maisa Shechem. A person who performs mitzvahs, Shalei L'Shem Shemayim, only so that others respect him, as the people in Shechem who perform Mila for Shechem's benefit. And Parash Nakfi. Zehamantkif Es Raglov. A person who walks humbly without raising his feet, so that people consider him a parish, and he knocks his feet into stones. And parish kizoi, zehamakis damlik salam, a person who walks with his eyes closed, so that people consider him pious, and he knocks his head into the wall which caused him to bleed. And parish meduchya, demishapea ki meduchya, a person who walks bent over as a mortar, so that people consider him a parish. And parish machivasi suva asasena, a person who asks, what are the mitzvahs that I have yet to complete so that people should assume that has already fulfilled all the mitzvahs, and parish me'ahava, parish me'yira, a person who performs mitzvahs either for the love of the reward or because of the fear of punishment, as Rashi explains, ala adam lasis me'ahavas Hashem kasher tzivani, v'soif haschar lovay, a person should perform mitzvahs only for the purpose of fulfilling Hashem's will, and he will eventually receive his reward. However, Abaye v'Rava disagree, and say, loy tisni parish me'ahava parish me'yira. Remove these two from your list. The Amr Rabbi Huda Marav, Lai La Miyasik Adam Meteir Uve Mitzis Afele Shalai Lishma, Shemiter Shalai Lishma, Balishma. A person may perform mitzvahs even for ulterior motives, because he will eventually come to perform mitzvahs with the proper intentions. The Gemara adds to the Mevali Ha'olam, Talmud Shlohigi Elohi Ra Umayra, someone who renders halachic decisions before being fully competent, and Talmud Chacham Shlohigi Elohi Ra Ve'en Umayra, someone who is competent yet refuses to issue rulings. The Gemara proceeds with the next Mishnah, which is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says, Im yesh lo eschus, haysa toilala. A Saita's meritorious acts will delay her death. In this Mishnah, however, Reb Shimon disagrees and says, Ein eschus toila b'mayim hamarim. A eschus does not delay her misa, because v'im ato oimer ha'eschus toila b'mayim hamarim, ma da'ata samayim efnei kol anoshim ha'shoises. If a eschus were to delay the misa, this would weaken the effectiveness and fear of the Mayim HaMarim, as Rashi in Dav Vav explains. A Saita will not confess and prevent Mechikas Hashem, because she will assume that the Mayim will not affect her. And, U'maytzi ata shemra ala tahayra shashasu sha'imim t'meyesen ela shatos len schus. This would slander a woman who was innocent and drank the Mayim HaMarim, because people will say that she was guilty, but her schus delayed the Misa. Rabbi says, Haschus toile b'mayim HaMarim, Ve'enu yeledes ve'enu mishabachas el misnavna b'heleches l'soif hi mesa b'isa misa. A schus does indeed delay her misa, because it is obvious to all that the mayim did affect her, since the mayim prevents only an immediate death. However, it does not help her have children and her hands are being as it does with a tahira, but instead she deteriorates steadily until she dies in the manner of a saita. In the Gemara earlier, Dav Vav, there is a machlekes as to whether the Tanakam agrees with Rebbe. Rav Shesha says, Bein l'Rabban and Bein l'Rebbe havi misnavna. The Tanakam agrees that she is misnavna even though she has eschus, while Rav Yosef says, L'Rebbe havi misnavna, l'Rabbanon lo havi misnavna. This Mishnah continues in the next daf.